4 Frontier-class AI models shipped in 72 hours this week, and the cheapest one is 8 times less expensive than the best one. The race just changed. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of April 24, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, if last week was about credibility, this week was about commoditization. OpenAI, DeepSeek, Alibaba, and Anthropic all shipped frontier-class models inside 3 days. Google used CloudNext to bear hug NVIDIA and undercut everyone else on the agent stack. Anthropic had a truly rough week, and the NSA started using a model the Pentagon blacklisted. Let's get into it.
Let's start with the story of the week. Aaron, 4 frontier models in 72 hours. Walk us through what actually happened.
On Tuesday, Alibaba released Qwen 3.627b. On Thursday, OpenAI shipped GPT 5.5. On Friday morning, hours before this episode, DeepSeek v4 dropped, and all of it landed against the backdrop of Claude Opus 4.7 from the week before. 4 frontier class models in a single working week.
Start with GPT 5.5.
6 weeks after GPT 5.4, Greg Brockman called it, quote, a faster, sharper thinker for fewer tokens, which I read as a direct jab at Anthropic's tokenizer situation. Mark Chen, OpenAI's chief research officer, framed it as the first model where the company feels it could genuinely help expert scientists make progress. ChatGPT just crossed 900 million weekly users. Codex crossed 4 million weekly developers. OpenAI classified the model as high on their cybersecurity risk scale, one step below critical.
Then on Friday, DeepSeek v4.
2 variants. V4 Pro at 1.6 trillion total parameters, 49 billion active. V4 Flash at 284 billion total, 13 billion active. Both run 1 million token context windows. The headline is architectural, a hybrid, compressed, sparse attention design that cuts inference compute to 27% of the prior version and key value cache to 10%. And the pricing is where it gets brutal. 174 in, 348 out per million tokens on V4 Pro. Roughly 8.5 times cheaper than GPT 5.5's output rate. Apache 2 license. Waits on Hugging Face.
And Qwen 3.6 was arguably the most interesting of all.
It's the one that reset expectations. 27 billion parameters. Dense, not mixture of experts. Simon Willison ran the quantized version on an M5 Pro at 25 tokens per second, in 20 gigs of RAM. And it beat Alibaba's own 397 billion parameter predecessor on SWE Bench Verified, Terminal Bench, and Skills Bench. Apache 2, again. The gap between what you can buy from OpenAI and what you can run on your laptop is now measured in single-digit percentage points on the benchmarks that matter.
So, Aaron, the obvious question. If the best models are this cheap and this accessible, what's the business model?
That's the question breaking Anthropic right now, and we'll get to that. But the broader pattern is this. China's open weights cadence is not generosity, it's industrial policy. Every free top-tier Chinese model undercuts the pricing power of OpenAI and Anthropic. We saw this playbook in solar panels and electric vehicles. Flood the market with state-adjacent capital, crush Western margins, then own the layer above. Releasing DeepSeek V4 as Apache 2 the same week OpenAI ships its flagship is not a coincidence. It's a pricing attack.
And yet, GPT 5.5 is almost certainly still the best model you can buy.
Right. That's the asymmetric position OpenAI is in. They can sustain a 6-week release cadence that nobody else can match. But being the best won't matter if developers can self-host something that's 92% as good for a tenth of the cost. That's the squeeze.
Let's move into the week in AI. Google Cloud Next happened on Tuesday, and Sundar made a statement.
Two statements, actually. First, Google unveiled its 8th-generation TPUs, split for the first time into a training chip and an inference chip. TPU 8T for training. 9,600 chips per SuperPod, 121 exaflops, 2.8 times better price performance than last year's Ironwood. TPU 8i for inference. Smaller pods, 3 times the on-chip memory, 80% better price performance on inference specifically. Both chips are twice as power efficient as Ironwood.
And the surprise was that Google simultaneously deepened its NVIDIA partnership.
That was the real move. Google will be among the first cloud providers to offer NVIDIA's Vera Rubin NVL72 systems in the second half of this year. They're scaling single-site clusters to 80,000 Rubin GPUs and multi-site to 960,000. Numbers that used to describe the entire global AI industry. Citadel Securities was the launch customer. On top of the silicon, Google launched the Gemini Enterprise Agent platform, pushed its agent-to-agent protocol as a cross-vendor standard with ServiceNow, Salesforce, Atlassian, and SAP signed on, and set up a $750 million partner fund with Accenture, Deloitte, and KPMG.
Only Google can credibly both compete with NVIDIA and hug it close at the same time.
That hedge is structural, and it's why this is the most complete bid anyone has made to own the full agent stack. Chips, cloud, protocol, enterprise glue, implementation money. The Western answer to Chinese open weight pressure isn't to race down on price. It's to race sideways into the enterprise agent substrate where lock-in and integration matter more than raw model quality. That's the bet. And I think it's the right one.
Let's talk about Anthropic, because they had a genuinely rough week.
Three compounding stories. On Thursday, Anthropic published an unusually candid postmortem, admitting that 3 separate bugs between March 4th and April 20th had quietly degraded Claude code. First, a March 4th change flipped the default reasoning effort from high to medium to reduce UI freezes. Turns out, users preferred intelligence over latency. Second, a cache clearing optimization had a subtle bug that cleared Claude's thinking history on every turn instead of once per idle hour, making Claude seem forgetful and repetitive. Third, an April 16th system prompt change rolled out with Opus 4.7 capped responses at 25 words between tool calls, causing a measurable drop on evaluations. Anthropic reset usage limits for all subscribers as compensation.
The postmortem landed on top of 2 other controversies.
On Monday, developers discovered Anthropic had quietly edited pricing pages to move Claude code out of the $20 Pro plan and into the $100 Max tier. No announcement, no change log. The backlash was instant on Blue Sky and Hacker News. Anthropic's head of growth eventually explained it was an A/B test on 2% of new signups. The documentation was reverted within 24 hours. And all of this was happening against the still simmering tokenizer controversy, where independent testing confirmed Opus 4.7 encodes the same English encode into roughly 30 to 45% more tokens than 4.6. Flat sticker price, higher effective cost. GitHub Copilot's response was to bump Opus 4.7's multiplier from 3 to 7.5.
This is the company that turned developer trust into a competitive moat.
And this week, they tested how much of that goodwill they could spend at once. The postmortem was the right move. The Stealth Pro plan change was not. What you're watching is a company caught between its investor narrative, margin expansion, Amazon's $100 billion commitment, an $800 billion valuation round in talks, and its community narrative, which is trust and predictability. Something has to give. My prediction? Every premium AI vendor moves to consumption-based pricing by year-end. The $20 a month unlimited era is ending.
Let's talk about Meta, because this one is genuinely uncomfortable. They started recording employee keystrokes.
Reuters broke it on Monday. Meta is rolling out software internally called the Model Capability Initiative, MCI, that records U.S. employees' mouse movements, keystrokes, and periodic screenshots on work laptops. Tracked apps include Gmail, Google Chat, LinkedIn, GitHub, Slack, Atlassian, and their internal AI assistant, MetaMate. CTO Andrew Bosworth told staff there is no opt-out on a work-provided laptop. The stated purpose is to give their agent training pipeline real examples of humans doing computer work, because that kind of agentic trace data doesn't exist in public corpora.
The internal reaction was not warm.
Employees are using the word dystopian on internal channels and shifting work to personal devices. Privacy scholars flagged the obvious. Those tracked apps routinely contain credentials, customer data, regulated HR information. Fast Company concluded the program is probably legal, but not ethical. And Bennett, here's the tell. The agent race isn't compute limited anymore. It's data limited. Nobody has enough recordings of real humans doing real work. When Meta is willing to surveil its own staff to close that gap, you know agentic training data has become scarce.
European labs literally cannot do this legally.
Which is either a moral advantage or a training data liability, depending on your priors. It's also a useful reminder that Europe's overregulation of employment and AI will keep making European labs structurally uncompetitive at the agent layer. You can laugh or cry about Brussels, but the bill is going to come due.
SpaceX paid $10 billion for an option to buy Cursor.
This deal is wild. SpaceX announced Monday a two-part agreement with the AI coding startup. Either acquire Cursor outright for $60 billion later this year, or pay $10 billion for the collaborative work if the option isn't exercised. They preempted Cursor's in-flight $2 billion fundraise. SpaceX is holding off on the formal acquisition until after its summer IPO, so the deal can use publicly traded stock. When it closes, you'll have Cursor's IDE front end paired with SpaceX's Colossus supercomputer and xAI's Grok models.
Cursor's valuation has gone vertical.
$2.5 billion in January of last year, $9 billion in May, $29 billion in November, now $60 billion. And Bennett, Cursor is a VS Code fork. Its technical moat is close to zero. Anthropic, OpenAI, xAI, every model plugs in interchangeably. What Cursor owns is the front door for millions of paying developers, and Musk correctly identified that distribution as the scarce resource. This is the clearest signal yet that in the coding agent wars, distribution is being priced like oil rights. The option structure is the tell. Even Musk isn't sure it's worth $60 billion outright.
OpenAI ran a four-day launch week that bracketed GPT 5.5.
Monday, they shipped a major Codex Mac overhaul with computer use. Codex can now drive any app on your Mac, run multiple agents in parallel, and keep you working manually in other apps. 111 new plugins. SSH to remote dev boxes. Tuesday, ChatGPT Images 2.0. Wednesday, Workspace Agents. Team shared, Codex-powered agents that persist across sessions and can be called from ChatGPT or Slack. Greg Brockman framed the whole thing as moves toward OpenAI's super app vision. A unified service combining ChatGPT, Codex, and an AI browser.
So OpenAI owns the consumer surface. Google owns the enterprise surface. Anthropic owns the premium coding surface.
And the winner of the agent wars isn't the company with the best model. It's the company whose agent is already logged in when the user opens their laptop. That's the entire game now. OpenAI's advantage is that it owns the default consumer surface and the default developer surface. That's a lot of surface.
Aaron, quickly, the NSA story.
Axios reported Sunday that the NSA is actively using Anthropic's Mythos preview, the gated frontier model we covered 2 weeks ago, despite the Department of Defense labeling Anthropic a supply chain risk and cutting them off from Pentagon contracts in February. The U.S. government is now internally split. DoD is in court arguing Anthropic's tooling threatens national security, while NSA is using that same tooling to scan for exploitable vulnerabilities. Dario Amodei met last Friday with White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to discuss government access.
OneLab is hugged by national security. The other is feuding with it.
And both are getting paid. This is a remarkable vindication of Anthropic's safety-first positioning as a commercial strategy, even during a terrible week on every other front. Meanwhile, Vidoc Security Labs published a paper claiming to have reproduced many of Mythos's zero-day findings using Opus 4.6 and GPT 5.4 at $30 per file, which undercuts Anthropic's scarcity narrative. But the NSA apparently disagrees and is willing to pay.
And one last one. The Vercel breach filled in this week, and it's a preview of the new attack surface.
The chain is almost poetic. A context.ai employee downloaded a Roblox cheat script in February that dropped Luma Stealer, harvesting Google Workspace credentials. Attackers pivoted into context.ai, then rode the Allow All OAuth grants that Vercel employees had given context.ai straight into Vercel's Google Workspace. Shiny Hunters is reportedly offering the data for $2 million. Vercel's CEO blamed AI augmentation, which Trend Micro pushed back on. The tradecraft is classic. But the insight underneath is this. Agentic AI makes OAuth sprawl catastrophic. Every AI SaaS tool you plug into Workspace is a fresh lateral movement vector. Every CSO in 2026 is about to start asking hard questions about sign in with Google, allow all flows.
Aaron, zoom out. What's the thread this week?
Three threads converging into one question. Thread one. Models are commoditizing faster than the industry's revenue model can absorb. GPT 5.5, DeepSeek V4, Qwen 3.6, and Claude Opus 4.7 all shipped within a week. The best model costs roughly 10 times more than a model you can self-host. Anthropic's tokenizer hike, its pro-plan reversal, its quality post-mortem. Those are all downstream symptoms of the same pressure. Closed frontier unit economics don't work at $20 a month when open-weight rivals ship every 3 weeks.
Thread 2, the response.
Everyone is moving upstack to the agent substrate. Google unveiled an entire enterprise agent platform with protocol, partners, and $750 million in implementation money. OpenAI ran a four-day super app launch week. SpaceX paid $10 billion for a distribution option on Cursor. Meta is recording its own employees to generate agent training data. The bet is that agents, not models, are the layer that captures profit.
And thread three?
The security and trust surface is expanding faster than anyone is governing it. The Vercel breach showed AI SaaS is the new supply chain attack vector. The NSA is using a model the Pentagon blacklisted. Meta is turning its workforce into training data. The short version, Bennett. The best model wars are over. The agent substrate wars have begun. And the West's lead, if there is one, is distribution, enterprise integration, and trust architecture, not raw capability. Watch next week for independent benchmarks on DeepSeek V4, whether Anthropic announces consumption pricing, and whether any US regulator notices Meta is surveilling its own workforce.
That's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.